Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout, hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. Mm-hmm. When you think that things can't get much worse, in a second, oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace is gonna be fine. You got what it takes down in time. Road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on.
Welcome, everybody, to Contending for Truth Radio on the very first episode of the Free Don Miller Show, Take Two. You know, we've been doing this for 2 years now. We've had a great time. We've had some happy times and some sad times and some good conversation and some conversation about some stuff that's just rather abominable. But it's been going on for a long time. And tonight, normally we're doing this 2 hours later. Normally, Steve Williams and Bob Green are doing the Free Don Miller Show, and Scott Osborne from California is calling in, and people from Hurley, Wisconsin, Tammy and Barb and Susan and Tim and Pat and Norm and Roger and Dennis and other people are calling in, but now we're 2 hours earlier, and we're preempting Steve and Bob going to Orion Radio and reaching over 1 million visitors, 1 million active listeners. a month with this story. You see, this is a very serious story. Because there's a man sitting in a prison cell right now. He's been there. He woke up this morning there. He got breakfast there, lunch, maybe went out to the yard for a little bit. For the most part, he stayed just about where he's at. And he's not free right now. And that's not right. But we've got some people running around Hurley, Wisconsin, that are free and probably should not be. That's what this show is all about. We brought the Don Miller Show to Contending for Truth Radio as Steve and Bob take the Don Miller Show up for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is just stated in that song by my friend D-Rock. D-Rock wrote that song a little while back, and it's been one of my favorites of his. He's a great patriot and a friend. Powerful, powerful words. But the words to that song embody really what we do here at the Free Don Miller, and now the Free Don Miller, and we call Judge Patrick J. Madden Show. Each week, we're going to broadcast from here. We're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to spice it up a little bit. See, we got Steve and Bob going to the big radio show up at Orion Radio. So we don't want to just look like, you know, just a little blog talk show running around here. So we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to have some special guests over the months. We're going to talk about some very important issues. We're going to focus on things that we didn't focus on before. We're going to talk about some things we didn't talk about before. Have a great time. Because you see, again, Patton and Norm Miller, they're sitting at home right now, and they don't have their son with them, and they should. And I believe that. I believe that with the bottom of my heart. They need to have their son home, that he's innocent. That the charges that were brought against him were not only lies. We've seen that happen before. We saw that happen in the Duke Lacrosse story a few years back. We saw some young men whose lives were destroyed because a woman decided that she wanted to falsely accuse them. Well, it came out later that she did. And do you know where she's at right now? Yeah, she's sitting in jail right now. She is. They didn't get her on the falsely accusing charge, but later she attempted to kill somebody, you know, because that was what was in her character. I often say this starts, this is a case, and if you've never heard about this case before, ladies and gentlemen, this is a case that starts with the Duke Lacrosse story. It starts with a false conviction, a false accusation. It falls down along tainted juries and all kinds of judicial mess. And then it meets very, very quickly. It meets the Duke's a hazard. Eh? I'm going to tell you, I have never seen such ineptness in a judicial system in one case in my entire life since I was a little kid watching Boss Hogg chase those Duke boys all over Hazard County. Remember him standing around there in his big white suit and his nephew or son-in-law, whoever it was the cop, and they were a bunch of goobers. Yeah, that's the way I picture. I'm sorry, Judge Man, but that's the way I picture you. I picture you as inept, basically, inept. I look at the history of what we've got laid out, the facts, and we're going to stick with facts on this case. We're not going to go running around into gray areas here on Contending for Truth Radio. This is called Contending for Truth Radio because we're looking for the truth, and we're not going to spread lies. We don't have to. We're not going to spread what we think we might know. We don't have to. We have so many facts on the table, and we're going to spread those. Yeah, it's kind of like that Duke Lacrosse story, hits the Dukes of Hazzard, meets a real bad case of Perry Mason, hits the red light district. You see, there's prostitution involved in this story, if you haven't heard it before. Prostitution, illegal activities, all kinds of things. It's just really a mess. It's a conglomerate mess. I didn't know much 2 years about the Don Miller Show. I I had gotten together with Steve and Bob on another show, and they kept mentioning the Don Miller show on Thursdays and Don Miller, and so I started listening. It was one of those cases where you, the more you listen, the more angry you got. Because this isn't right. Just isn't right. As we start this show, though, I want to set a little bit of tone. Because, like I said, this is no longer the underground hard drive anymore. Even myself, there were things that I would be willing to say and vocalize on the underground hard drive each Thursday on the Free Don Miller Show that I'm not going to be so apt to talk on this one. This particular station is in the religious area of Blog Talk Radio. Got some people that listen on Thursdays and some people that listen on Fridays to my ladies Bible class. So I'm going to ask us as we start this journey, and those that are listening, we're going to make a mighty effort to keep it clean. We're going to make a mighty effort to keep it very, very, very professional. Because you see that's an important part of it. You know, we're not here to dig and tear apart people's lives. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. But we're dealing with some people that have torn up people's lives. Judge Ricky Madden, you're a public servant. You decided at a young age that you wanted to be a public servant. Put yourself in the public limelight. Anything goes, my friend. Anything goes. That's what happens when you're in the public limelight. And I happen to think, personally, that you've got bad character, my friend. I believe you do. I believe you've shown that. I believe your ethics and your morals and your standards are not where I put mine. They're just not. And I expect that better out of that out of my judicial system. D.A. Lipsky, I've always put you in a little bit different spot. See, I think you're the guy that really could, in the end, be the good guy if you really wanted to. I just think you're weak. I don't think you're strong enough to stand up against the powers that be to do the right thing. I think you want to do the right thing, and I think you know what the right thing is. I just think you're too scared to do it. You know, I was watching watching Leave It to Beaver the other day with my young niece. Beaver says, "Are you too scared to? Are you too scared to?" Yeah, I think that's D.A. Lipsky. I think you're just too scared to. And then there's Connie, and you know, I like to leave Connie alone for the most part. You know, I see Connie as the woman at the well with Christ. I see Connie as just somebody who's just wandered through this earth and done things the way she wanted to and got her into a mess. She didn't choose the role of being a public figure like Ricky Madden, D.A. Lipsky. She's just a citizen. But she's a citizen that has wrongfully accused a man of rape. And there are going to be consequences. In the end, you have for that. In the Duke Lacrosse story, the woman that accused those boys of rape when she knew good and well that they didn't really rape her, she had consequences, and boy, she's facing them now. It took a while. There was a good few years there where those boys went through all that mess before all the truth came out. But they kept keep on keeping on. They kept keep on keeping on. So in the process of this big change that we're getting ready to do and the excitement, the new song, V-Rock song, which I love, and we're going to keep on keeping on, we're making some changes. And one of the big changes is my co-host is no longer as ugly as Stephen Bob was. Ha, ha, ha. We have got Terry Silver right from the area, you see. And Terry's quite a gal, let me tell you. She's been working behind the scenes on the Don Miller show and on the Don Miller case for a long time now. And there are some great things going on. And with no further ado, I'm going to bring my new co-host, Terry Silver, onto the show. Welcome, Terry. We're going to have a great time. We're going to keep on keeping on.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you, Scott. And, Bob, that's Tammy with a Y. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, the whole case, the whole thing. You know, I am from the area. I was born and raised in that area. And there are a lot of good things in Iron County. The judicial system is not one of them, obviously. The thing that gets me about this case is right from the beginning, even before it went to trial, Don was arrested without any warrant, and he was constitutionally entitled to a hearing within 48 hours to determine whether probable cause existed for his continued detention. Now, he went 384 hours later. That's from right from the beginning, before it even got in front of Madden. That's what ticks me off. The whole case itself, I mean, as you read it, like you said, Scott, you get upset. And it doesn't matter if you read it once, if you read it twice, three times, four times. Every time you read it, you get a little bit more upset. We need to help Don. We need to help Pat and Norm. We need to help Dennis. We need to help the people of Iron County, too. Iron County could be a very good place for people to raise their kids. But when they have to worry about a judicial system that doesn't go by the law, goes by their own set of rules, then there's fear in that community. And it needs to be cleaned up. And as far as this radio show goes, Scott and I are going to keep on keeping on. And we do have a lot of really neat ideas. We've got little irons in the fire here and there. We're going to do this. And I thank you all. And Stephanie, our sister over in Scotland, thank you for listening tonight. That means a lot to us, that you're actually staying up and you're listening to us, and it helps me. Back to you, Scott.
Amen on that. Amen. And we are going to keep on keeping on. We do have Stephanie from Scotland listening in tonight, and let's give her some huge kudos. She's working so hard, and it's not easy. You know, I love Stephanie because Stephanie is a hurdle jumper. I'm spoiled. I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I've got my electricity going, and I've got my internet going. Stephanie, it's not so much of that easy. She works really, really hard through not so easy circumstances to accomplish the job that she does. And I'm going to tell you, I've never seen anything like it in the entire world. This woman in Scotland has put together an anthology of all the information about this case. If you go to an anatomy of a wrongfulconviction.com, and if somebody will put that in the chat room, you will find everything you need to know. It's the only link you ever need to know. It'll link you to the radio shows. It'll link you to the blogs. It'll link you to the Facebook pages. It'll link you to the Twitter pages. It'll link you to everything there is, the podcasts, the research, the documents, court documents, newspaper documents, pictures. Everything is there. It is a dream for a journalist. I've been handing this information out to different places, and it's the first thing I give them is that. And we're going to take each week, and we're going to do something a little bit different that we haven't done before. Tammy and I are going to start picking through that website and pulling some fun stuff out each week and pointing it out, and we're going to take a segment a little bit later in the show and do that and look at some things. Tammy's right. We're going to keep on keeping on because there's people right now that are suffering because of this. And that's not right. And Tammy also mentioned something else. We got some irons in the fire. And, you know, I was privy to some conversation today. And I found out that there might be some more action going on in Hurley and in the Ironwood area. I'm as far as I understand, there just might be a whole new group of activists getting ready to explode on the scene that are totally separated apart from anything that's going on right now. So that's all I'm at privilege to tell you right now, but it could be really, really big on the ground. You know, we have great success online. We do these shows, and sometimes we reach thousands of people. And with the Facebook pages, we reach thousands. And I'm able, and Tammy's able, and other people are able to get the story out through social networking to many, many people. But it's the groundwork that's important. It's what goes on down in Hurley, Wisconsin that's important. And from the way I see it, it looks to me like the ground troops might be getting ready to swell in Hurley, Wisconsin. And we're going to keep on keeping on until we get there.
Go ahead, Tammy. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, there is going to be a lot going on the ground in Hurley, you know, from different groups that are organizing, the whole recall that we're going to be doing, and we're getting the word out, and it's spreading. Like Scott said, it's spreading over the Internet. People ask questions about it. You kind of send them to the anatomy website. You explain a few things to them, and they just cannot believe it. So they go ahead and they tell other people. Well, we're going to start really pushing in the Iron County area, too, because a lot of those people do not even realize what's going on in their county, in their community. And they need to know. They deserve a good, clean community, a good, clean county. And, you know, Pat and Norm so deserve Don to be home. Those people have gone through more than anybody in this world should ever have to go through. They lost their grandson. Don lost his son, all because of this. And, you know, to me, to continue Kirk's work, to free his father, that's what this is all about. So that that young man may rest in peace.
It is. And you know, we're going to take the next few minutes, and I'm glad that you mentioned Kirk, because that's an important part of what we're going to do each evening, each Thursday evening after we finish our opening remarks, is we're going to look into some of the news and events running around Hurley. You know, a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, there was some really bad news in Hurley. Don Miller's son, Kurt, committed suicide for the sole purpose of trying to get attention to his father's case. Because Kirk felt the frustration that the rest of us feel, but boy, on a much deeper basis, a much deeper level. We're going to be doing some shows on some of the other shows on the network about fathers and fatherly relationships. We've got some important stuff coming up. And, you know, the relationship between a father and a son is very important. And Kirk felt that that relationship was important enough to give his life if he thought for 5 seconds that it might help get his dad his freedom. And so we're going to take each week, and we're going to look at some of the news around the Don Miller case. We're going to have more and more news coming out about the case itself. We're going to have more and more news coming out about the recall of Judge Patrick J. Madden, who is going to be out of office, because we're going to keep on keeping on until we get him out of office. We're going to keep on keeping on until everybody in Hurley understands exactly what's been going on. But we're also going to cover some of the other news going around Hurley. You know, I think it's important that we have people that listen in each week to this story. I've got friends all over the country that know this story that don't always tune in, but they tune in quite often or even ask me on the side what's going on right now with Don. People want to know. So, you know, one of the things that's been important to me, Tammy, is, as I've gotten to know this case, is my new found life in the Wisconsin, Michigan area. I like to know what's going on in Hurley. I like to know what's going on in Bessemer, Michigan. I do.
Barb.
Yeah, Barb. We're going to take a little bit of time each week, and we're going to talk about what's going on. You know, I've opened up. And it's a great website, except for I couldn't find anything about Don Miller on it. But it's called Your Daily Globe. And Your Daily Globe online. You see, that's there in isn't that the Ironwood Daily? I think that is.
Yeah.
And it's got all kinds of news, but it doesn't have anything about Don Miller sitting in prison for a crime that he didn't commit. And as we go down through here, we can find some interesting stories. We're going to work on trying to get Jim Albert of the Superior Chronicle to come in from time to time to us, if not every week, if we could get him to call in and discuss some of the news, because that's his specialty, and I wish he was here for us tonight to discuss this first thing that comes up, Township Commission to review zoning ordinance draft April 18th. The Ironwood Township Planning Commission will be reviewing a rough draft of the revised zoning ordinance. Because I know Jim Albert works a lot on code enforcement things. I've seen some great pictures around Hurley where a couple of buildings are falling apart and the code enforcement is going, hey, well, I don't see any problems. You know, half the side of the building is falling down, collapsed on the ground, and the guy says, well, it looks like there's some weeds growing up around there we might have to take care of. One of the stories going on in the area, I wish Jim Albert was here for that one because I'm sure he'd have lots to discuss. Maybe next time. Then the next article down here, it says spring storm crawls eastward, dumps snow and rain. No, that can't be right, Tammy. That's not right. No, because it's green and nice and warm. That must be an old one. Are you guys still getting snow?
You know what? I'm looking out my window right now, and there is snow, and there are winds. We're not getting as bad as what the Duluth area got hit or the Ironwood area, but they're getting hit bad. And you in your sunshine there, hey, send some this way. Because it's ridiculous.
I did. I sent some a couple of days ago. It must be stuck. I'll see if I got a tracking number on that, because I know that Barb Simcoe, she's sitting over there right now. She's sitting in her chair, and she's got an Afghan wrapped around her and four blankets on top of her and all the windows boarded up. But I sent her a beautiful picture that she could blow up and paste over the front of her windows with palm trees and sand and beach. Barb Simcoe, we love you. And you know, Tammy knows the reason why we're talking about all of a sudden on the Free Don Miller Show the weather in Michigan and Barb Simcoe is because Barb's husband Dave fought this fight also, and he wasn't able to see it and it run through, and I have fallen and head over heels in love with this beautiful lady named Barb Simcoe in Bessemer, Michigan. She's so sweet. It's so great, and we have a great time every day enjoying just bat and banter back and forth and having good times and talking about each other's lives. And it's emblematic of what this is all about to me, because when I first started with this case, it was just a man that I didn't know in prison, wrongfully convicted. But now I know the friends and the family, and I've talked to Pat and Norm on the phone, and I've interacted with different friends, and it's personal now. So we're going to add a little bit of personal touch. We're going to talk about the weather every once in a while. And I tell you what, Tammy, as soon as you guys get some warm weather, you let me know.
Oh, we'll let you know. You know, when you sent that warm weather, I think you kind of got it misconstrued, and you sent the storm.
That might have been what happened. I don't know. All I know is for a couple of days here, it got kind of funky. And I said, oh, no, just keep going. And now it's beautiful again. So I don't know. That warm weather that I'm having right now should reach you. Let's go back to the Ironwood, your Daily Globe, and let's see what else is going on here. I saw some other interesting things that were going on in the area that I thought might just be worth talking about. Where did the one go? Where'd it go? Oh, you guys just got... This I found very interesting because this is somebody that maybe we might want to at some point reach out to. Doreen O'Donnell is the new executive director of the Hurley Area Chamber of Commerce. She started work on March 18th in a big way. Kind of sounds like our announcement of this show. Things happening big in Hurley, Wisconsin, in the area, in the Chamber of Commerce. I thought I had all of it there. Let's open it up so we can read what's such a big way. She says, I learned a lot while I was there, and I gained a lot of contacts while she was the director attending the governor's conference on tourism. She says, so far, the job has been wild, according to O'Donnell. I've been settling in, learning the ins and outs of chamber life. It's been a lot of fun. You know, that sounds like my kind of person, don't you think, Tammy?
Yeah, it does. It does, and I think she would be a really good one to contact. You know, the great thing is that we're coming across more and more contacts. And, that'll help a lot with the ground.
Especially,
we were talking how we might even kind of twist it up a little bit and have shows from downtown Hurley.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun? In different places.
Yes, it would.
You see, over the last couple of years, I've been doing a couple of things. I've been gathering up contacts, and I've been gathering up tools. And there's so many things we can do right now with the tools that are already out there, and we are. Tammy gives a little hint. We're going to start doing some things. We're going to start broadcasting this show from different places, and we're going to start putting together some events. It's going to be great, and I would like to congratulate Ms. O'Donnell on her promotion up to the head of the Hurley Chamber of Commerce. You know, we kind of joked about it a little bit, but the Chamber of Commerce is a very, very important part of every community in the business world. I've been in business, and it's a gathering of the people, the creative thinkers in the area. These are the people that are willing to take a chance. These are the people that are willing to say, okay, I'm going to take my money and invest, and I hope I can make this business work. And it's a lot of times like going to Vegas, because, you know, when you open up a restaurant and 99% of them fail before the first year even gets out, it's not really good odds. But so I have a lot of respect for people in the business community, and we're going to talk about the Hurley businesses from time to time. We got Jim Albert, who is on this case, and he does a lot of wonderful things for the Don Miller case. And he's a businessman, and he works hard, and we respect that. And we're gonna be looking more into the business aspect of Hurley, Wisconsin, because if you've been a listener to the show, and you're not going to have a real easy time getting the whole story today in this show. We'll provide you some places to get that. This is going to be more discussion about it. We're going to try each week to fill in some of those gaps. But what it's going to be about is going and talking about the businesses in Hurley, talking about the colleges in Hurley and in the area in Ironwood, about the universities, the students. And there's the VFW and the American Legion, and there's groups and clubs. We're going in a different direction, folks. Things are getting big, real big. And we want to make sure that you have four or five times to remember that Steve and Bob, they may not be here right here on the ground with us right now, because they're getting ready in about an hour and a half to reach 1 million viewers. And they are going to be discussing Don Miller. They are going to be discussing Ricky Madden. They're going to be discussing D.A. Lipsky. So let's see what else we've got here. I think there was one more thing on here I wanted to push, and then we will go ahead and go to the next agenda, which is going to be a roundtable. We've already got somebody in the queue, and I believe I know who that is. Let me check. There was one more thing that was on here, and I can't – oh, that's it. New York City zombie finds Long Island cat in Times Square. New York City zombie finds Long Island cat in Times Square. Now, Tammy, I got a question. I'm going to pass it to you, and then I'm going to bring in our guest that's called in. New York City zombie cats. This is the Ironwood Daily, and they're looking for news, obviously, right?
Right.
So instead of talking about their own zombie, right. Judge Pat Madden, who's wandering around Hurley like a zombie, just doing whatever he feels is good.
Yeah.
They're covering an AP story about zombies and cats in New York City. Come on, Ironwood Daily. You guys can do better than that. What do you think, Tammy? Would take me the short on the news today?
Oh, my Lord. Are you serious? You know, they've got a case that they could be following that has a lot to do with them. Yes, the Ironwood Daily Globe is in Gilgitta County in Michigan, but it is just across the river. And they are not latching on to this case. They're talking about zombies finding cats, which this is we have to keep it clean. Otherwise, I would say something right now, but I'm sure everybody catches my drift. This is utterly ridiculous. This is just ridiculous.
All right, we got two guests, and I'm going to be brave. I'm just going to bring them both in.
And we will enforce their legal terms exactly. Like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and
one of them Okay, 218 area code, you've got real bad feedback. 715, let us know who you are and welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. This is Kim calling.
Well, hello, Kim. Sells. Welcome.
Hi, Kim.
Are you all doing okay?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you, hon?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious about a few things.
Go ahead. On the floor.
Mainly you were talking about Connie, how she's locked up now. I thought Scott had said something about she's in jail.
Oh, no, he was talking about the other gal from that other trial where she falsely accused, and she's locked up.
Okay, I was just trying to comment on that, but it was another trial?
Yeah, that happened. What was that, Scott?
It's been about a decade ago. What happened was there were four boys that played lacrosse at Duke University. And they were at a party one night, and a girl accused all four of them of taking her into the bathroom and raping her. And it never happened. It never even came close to happening. And she totally falsely accused them. And it took a long time for it to all come out. She finally admitted, which I have to, boy, you have to give them that one. Finally, when they go to admit it, if we had some people that would finally just admit some things in this case, we could have some closure on some things. But she did, and she didn't go to jail for that. But it wasn't very long after that she attempted to murder somebody. And now she sits in jail. And
I thought you were talking about Connie.
I know.
On that one.
And I'm hoping. I really am.
I just wanted to mention that I lived with Don for 18 years. And I was never had any problems with Don. He was a gentleman, and he took care of me. You know, and I really miss him because he provided very well a living for us, and I miss him dearly.
Oh, sweetheart, my heart goes out to you. It really does. You know, when I think about everything that you're going through because of Madden, because of Lipsky, because of Connie, it tears my heart apart, and it breaks my heart. I wish there were words that I could say to make you feel better. That's all I can do.
I'm proud of you, Sol. I can't believe that there are people, good people out there that are helping.
And we're going to do everything.
I pray
that
to God
that
everything works out for every one of us.
It will. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. It's going to take some time. You know, and it's taken a long time. I know that. I realize that. But trust me when I tell you that things are really coming along, and we're going to push this. We're going to push this till the truth comes out. We're going to push this till you can have some peace, or at least some type of peace. I mean, I, as a mom, Kim, I don't know what I would do if I lost my daughters. And for you to lose Kirk through this, it's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to listen to the pain in your voice. We're going to do everything we can.
It is, Tammy. It is unacceptable. And Kim, you know, you're in my prayers. You know that. You know, Kim's one of the people in this that have lost the most. You know, we oftentimes talk about Don losing his son. Kim lost her son. And she's, like she said, she doesn't have Don here, and he would be a shoulder for her. And that's where this becomes personal. And, you know, every time I picture Ricky Madden telling Pat Miller that he's going to arrest her if she doesn't call him judge, it infuriates me because of this. Because there's people that are involved in this. This is human beings that are being dealt with. While we've got a judge running around to strip bars and doing whatever he wants and living a lifestyle that is not appropriate for a judge, I'm sorry, and he does, he still to this day lives in a lifestyle that's not inappropriate for a judge. A judge is supposed to be a step above, not a step below. And it's sad because while he's doing that, there's people like Kim and Don, Pat, Norm, family members, not just friends. We got some friends that are hurting out of this too, but some family members that every day go through this. While you're Patrick Madden, while you're sitting around with your drink in your hand, while you're sitting there flirting with the next girl or whatever's going on, and I owned a bar, so I can speak on authority on this one. I know exactly what goes on in a bar. And so this is the part where it's serious. And Kim, I'm glad you called into the show for that reason, because really this roundtable discussion this section of the show has been designed really by Tammy and I to really discuss some of these exact same things. You know, we've got all kinds of different aspects of this story, and we're going to put them together each week. And, you know, it just infuriates me that I got friends that are hurting out of this. And we're going to keep on keeping on. We're not going to stop. We've been saying that for months and months and months while Ricky Madden's saying, well, we want to stop your internet activity. Well, no, we're not going to stop. You're not going to stop my freedom of speech just because you need to cover your you-know-what. We're going to bring our other guest. I think it might be Susan is on the other line. We had a little bit of, when I did it, we had a little bit of feedback, so we'll see what we go. But on 218. Okay, I guess they're not paying attention to 218. Whoever's at 218, let us know in the chat room that when you're ready to talk, and we will do that. While we've got Kim in, I want to do a little bit of a roundtable discussion here, and that's what this section of the show is going to be each week. We're going to have a special guest that comes in, maybe like Kim, who is a special guest this evening, each week, or maybe it's just going to be Tammy and I just sitting around and just going back and forth at some banter about the case and whatever we want to talk about that week. But this week we're starting out, we're planting the seed for what's going to go on further and further down the line. And I want to start with Tammy and pass it on to Kim. But what I want us to each talk about the things in the case that exasperate us the most. What is the part of the case? You know, we've got some, like I've said many times before on the show, there's so much to this case. It does. It takes a website the size of an Anatomy of Wrongful Conviction to store it all. But there's each one of us have certain things, and I'm going to start out with my big pet peeve about this whole entire case. And it's a big picture item. And we've talked about it. Steve and Bob and I have talked about it on numerous occasions. Nobody's ever willing to stand up and say, hey, but you've got the wrong facts here. Yeah, you say that this happened, but that's not really what happened. You got that wrong. This didn't happen. And no, but that didn't happen. But you see what this did happen. There's never been anybody in this case, and for 2 years I've been watching it. I've been looking on the internet. I look on our Facebook page. I look in the news. I've looked everywhere, and I see it's a totally one-sided issue. We've seen situations in the past where somebody was on death row and it was protested. They'll protest up until the 12th hour to try and get it. And you'll have one side that says he's innocent. And they've got a bunch of facts that they hold on to. And you got the other side that says he's guilty. And they hold on to a bunch of other side of facts. But in this case, it's totally lopsided. It's totally one-sided. We've got a judge that's got a reputation that goes for decades. We've got a so-called victim who has done this many times before. We've got a jury that was blatantly tainted. They weren't given the right evidence. We've got at the end of the case, we've got the judge changing the charges and having a jury vote on charges that were never even brought up in the middle of the court. We've got all these things that we could lay out on the lines, and I'd take 4 hours laying them all out. But there's nothing on the other side. There's nobody on the other side. Nobody will call into the show and say, hey, Scott, wait a minute, but you missed the big part. There's this, and if you throw this into the story, it changes the whole thing, and Don's guilty. We haven't had that. Where is that? That's my big pet peeve in this case. As I look at the big picture item, as I look at the whole thing, I go, there's nothing. I would love nothing more than to have truth, no matter what the truth is. If I'm 2 years into something and I've been wrong the whole time, then tell me, show me I'm wrong. I don't want to continue being wrong. I will be the first one to say, ah, I spent 2 years on that thing. And, well, yeah, Don was, he was guilty. We were missing this one big thing, and nobody ever pointed out. But when it was pointed out, it all made sense. See, I haven't had that. So I'm fully confident because of that, that Don is innocent, that Madden, Lipsky, and Connie are guilty, and there's nobody that's willing to fight us on that. And that's my big pet peeve, and I want to pass it to you, Tammy, and then I'll let you pass it to Kim. What's your big pet peeve about this case? What about this case just absolutely makes you go, oh, pull your hair out?
Oh, just name one, huh? That's a hard one. I guess one of my major issues, it was never investigated. They never investigated anything. They went by Connie's word. There were phone records proving. There was a rape kit that was destroyed and lost. Don was willing to take a lie detector test. Don was willing to go underneath sodium pen to prove his innocence. He was not allowed anything to present into evidence to prove his innocence. Now, I thought in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. You have the right to prove your innocence. Don was never given that right. He's never, ever had that chance.
I think the sentencing of 42 years, that's my pet peeve.
Oh, yeah,
He would have served his time, and he would have been out, and my son would be still alive.
Right. Right. Well, you know, if they would have investigated like they should have, this would have never went to trial. None of this would have ever happened. Don would have never went to prison. Your son would still be alive. You guys would still all be able to be together. Pat and Norm would still have their son home, their grandson. But none of it was investigated. They ran with Connie. And, you know, the thing that gets me is the whole 42 years. You know, Lipsky was looking for, I think it was 32 years. Madden added an extra 10 years. There's child rapists out there that got 3 months. There's murderers out there that get maybe 3 years, maybe 8 years. And Don gets 42 years for something that he did not do. But yet they won't step up like Scott said. They won't step up and say, oh, no, but you're seeing this. This is what you're missing. You know, the whole BB gun. The whole thing just reeks. To try to put my finger on one thing in this case, it's hard to do, but it starts from the beginning. It starts from no investigation. Don sitting that long when he should have been able to be in court within 48 hours. He was denied that.
And I know one thing Connie lied about, too, as I, she said that she was thrown into a hot shower. Well, I've lived in this house for a long, long, long time. And my water was never scalding hot. That was one lie that she had said in court. I know.
Right. Exactly. Well, even the fact that she was raped from midnight till, what was it, 4 in the morning? She wasn't even there at that time. Phone records proved it. You know, the whole thing is just, it's disgusting. and it should really fire up people, because if this can happen to one person, it can happen to many.
That's right.
The heartache that the family has gone through while everybody else goes about their business. You know, when holidays come up now, I have a hard time because I think about you guys. I think about Don sitting in that prison cell, wondering how could this have ever happened. And it kills me. And it should kill everybody, because one person wrongfully convicted behind bars, and the fact that Madden, when the bond came up, and if they could have raised the $100,000, well, I'll just raise it some more.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm glad you guys brought up 42 years. Because of all the things that I've researched myself and some of what I know about this case, I've gotten because I've sat and listened to Bob and Steve talk for 2 years and other people call in. Some of the stuff, though, I got in my head because I sat down at anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com and I looked. And one of the things I looked at a few days ago, in fact, was a transcript of a interview that Steve Williams did with Judge Madden. And for the first time, I actually saw some reasoning behind his 42 years that he did. And so I looked a little bit further, and here was his reasoning. He believed that Don was a Jekyll and Hyde kind of a person, that he was really, really sweet on one side, and then he had this other side that was just totally awful. And I'm all for a judge being able to look at somebody that stands before them in court and recognize that this person can be really sweet or this person can really be unhinged and putting them away for a long, long time for a crime. I understand that. But then 4 sentences later, Judge Madden says, I want to see him out too. So that tells me that in that one interview, Judge Madden turned around and said what his thinking was, but then totally waylaid his whole line of thinking. And I'm glad he did that, because at least it showed me that Judge Madden caught himself. Because, you see, the problem with his statement about Don being a Jekyll and Hyde kind of person is when we look at the facts on the ground, when we look at the people that knew Don, like Kim, knew him well, we don't see anywhere else except for in Judge Ricky Madden's mind, that Don is a Jekyll and Hyde kind of person. We don't see that. But that was his reasoning for giving 42 years. But we've got all kinds of cases where Judge Madden had a reason to put somebody away for a little while. Learn their lesson, either take them out of society because they could be dangerous, or to go into incarceration long enough to realize, I don't ever want to do that again. And he didn't even give them any prison time, and they should have. So I'm glad that's one of my big pet peeves about this too, is the time frame. If Don was legitimately guilty for what Connie said he did, 42 years is totally unreasonable. But the cases, folks, those of you that are listening, and I encourage you again, we're going to keep saying this until we can say it. It's not easy to say. An anatomy of a wrongfulconviction.com. Go there and look at the facts, and you will see that Don is no Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But if you look closely enough, what you will see is we've got a judge that reminds me a lot of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I see a judge that sometimes sits on the bench and tries to instill justice, and then another one that is so inebriated he doesn't know what he's doing while he's standing in a bar. That's where the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is. Wouldn't you agree, Tammy?
Oh, I definitely agree. You know, there's two different sides to Madden. There really is. And I don't know if he thinks he's God up there when he hands down judgment, but boy, if he does not like you. And, you know, I've been kind of kicking around in my head, too. It was from one of the previous shows of Bob and Steve's about Madden. And I'm just kind of wondering if maybe Madden wasn't upset that Connie was having a relationship with Don. So he thought he'd stick it to him to show him who had the upper hand. I mean, it's hard to say what's going on in somebody's mind like that. The justice that he hands out is not justice. And he needs to be stopped. Seriously. You know, it's not just Don's case. It's not just Susan's case. There are many cases that have been overturned that Madden presided over.
There are. And we're going to be looking at those cases, too. We're going to have, towards the end of each show, we're going to focus on the recall. The recall is starting to gain steam and getting ready to really give a great big push and start. And we're gonna talk about some of these other cases. You know, we got Susan Aguado, and she's got an insane story to tell. Like Tammy just mentioned, there's other cases that are surrounding that have already been overturned because of his bad judgment. You only overturn and get this, Ricky Madden. Let me explain this to you. Because sometimes, you know, our judicial system hides behind a stack of papers with all the information and go, well, you know, that's the information. But that I like to stand back and look at the big picture. When you make a decision and it's been overturned, that's telling you that somebody said, no, you made a wrong decision. Isn't that as basic as it gets? We could turn around and look into the details of each case and go, okay, this is why, this is why, this is why. But when you're a judge and you've got a lot of cases that have been overturned, it's because you've got a habit of making wrong decisions. And, you know, Tammy, you said it this way, and it's important. This affects a lot of people. You know, I've got a Twitter account that's called I Am Don Miller, named it after I am Andrew Breitbart. You see, because everybody can be a Don Miller if you're in Hurley. All you got to do is have a gun and a girlfriend, and all she's got to do is falsely accuse you of something, and you can end up in prison for 42 years.
Right.
And it's a sad, sad situation. I'll pass it back. Kim, do you have any more comments to add to this?
No, I'm going to hang up for now. I appreciate all the work you guys are doing for Don, and he sends his love, I'm sure.
Yes, and we send our love to you too, Kim. You know, you're always there in the back of my mind. This is hard on you. This has been hard on Pat and Norm especially. There are certain people that this has affected a whole lot more than it's affected friends and scattered people around Hurley. And you are one of them, and I appreciate you so much calling in tonight. I know it's not easy. You know, it hasn't been an easy year for you, a year in 3 months. And we blame that on Ricky Madden. We put the full blame of Kirk's death on Ricky Madden. Because here's a good boy that just wanted his dad back. And we're going to be discussing the Don Miller case on the other radio shows on this network. Within another week, we're going to have 5 shows a week. And we're going to be discussing this because we're going to be discussing on parental sovereignty, and we're going to be discussing on politics and religion, the role of the father in the home.
Right.
And we're going to bring the Don Miller case into this because the Kirk and the Kim Sells portion of this story, very, very important. And I thank you, Kim, for calling in. It's great to hear from you. We chat back and forth on Facebook. Not very often I get to sit and talk with you one-on-one. With voices, and it makes it personal. So I want to thank you for that. You know, as we kind of, I'm going to just say a couple of things and then pass it back to Tammy for any closing remarks on our roundtable discussion. And then I want to get us a little bit into the anatomy of a wrongful conviction a little bit and talk a little bit more about Stephanie and Scott and what's going on. We're going to do that each week. But what we've done, tried to do in this roundtable discussion, what we're going to do each week, is really try and sit and look at the heart of this story. We're going to bring in some guests. Where Tammy and I are already on a short list of some guests to bring on to talk about this case. We're going to be bringing in maybe some podcasts, some people that really can't talk about it live on the air, but they have some things to say. We're going to be reading from some transcripts. We're going to be looking at some different items each week. And as we go around this roundtable discussion, I would encourage your listeners, this is the time to call in and talk to us. Bring in your thoughts, and we'll give the number out each week, and we'll do that. But we're going to do this each week. We're going to talk about the things that are at the heart of the issue. Because, you know, when we stand back and we look at this on social networking, and Blog Talk Radio is a part of social networking, and Facebook and the podcast, all of that, when we talk about all that, it's a bunch of facts. But when we get into the heart of this radio discussion each week, it's about heart. It's about hearts and minds. It's about getting an understanding in the hearts and the minds of the people in Hurley, Wisconsin. This is a bad, bad situation. This is a growth. This is a tumor on Hurley's justice system, and it needs to be removed. So don't you agree, Tammy?
Oh, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. You know, one of the things that really bother me, too, I know I'm still on that, but this case just does this, too. The fact that Madden had a relationship with Connie, he should have recused himself. That's just unreal, unreal. We're going to be doing a lot with the show, and like Scott said, we're going to be taking a piece from the Anatomy of a Wrongful Conviction.com every now and then, and we're going to kind of really lay it out, and we want to lay out the basics of the case so that people that are just starting to tune in kind of get a better understanding of what happened. But they need to also understand, especially the people of Iron County, this can happen to them. This can happen to them in a heartbeat. You know, where you get a lot of people that say, well, what does it have to do with me? It has a lot to do with you. It has a lot to do with every citizen in the United States. And all the people that are living in Wisconsin, this is us. Like Bob said on one of the radio shows, we still have Don Miller behind bars. This is us. We can do something about it. We need to raise our voices. We need to write letters. We need to write emails. We need to keep demanding that they look into this, the state of Wisconsin. I filed a grievance against Marty Lipsky. Yes, Marty, that was me. And I got back that I couldn't file it because I didn't have anything to do with the case, and he wouldn't have to answer any questions. Really? Give me a break. If I see something that's wrong, why can't I, as a citizen, demand answers? It's our right, people.
That's right.
Go on, Scott.
I'm just saying, that's right. And, you know, they can say all they want, but I have this funny feeling that one of these days Bill O'Reilly's camera is going to be in Judge Madden's face and DA Lipsky's face, and they're not going to have the opportunity to say, no, I can't answer that question.
Right.
Because legally, under the system that you went through, yeah, he doesn't have to answer the question legally. Morally, he should. But legally he doesn't. But when he's got a newsman's camera in front of his face, he doesn't have to answer the question either, but at least we're going to see him refuse, you know?
Exactly.
I want to take a discussion to an Anatomy of a Wrongful Conviction.com. You know, we talk about it a lot, and like I said, we are going to, each week, we're going to dig into it a little bit deeper. We've got Stephanie in Scotland who's made an extra effort to stay up and listen to us live right now. We give her a big shout out. And we said this before, and I'm going to say it again, and we'll probably say it each week. She's working so hard, clear around the other side of the world, to help free Don Miller. She's working hard to help get Don back and his family, sitting in the living room with Pat and Norm, and Kim, and the rest of his family. And she's worked really hard, and there's some really, really wonderful things in this website. And one of the reasons when we started putting this together that I wanted to really make this a portion of the show each week is because we talk about it a lot, But there's so many wonderful things that are in there, so many little nuggets that are in there. And when you first go to An Anatomy of the Wrongful Conviction, the first thing we've got is the Great Radio Shake-Up. And so that's the first thing that I want to talk about from Anatomy of Wrongful Conviction. Steve, Bob Green and Steve Williams of the Underground Hard Drive have been doing the free Don Miller Show on Blog Talk Radio for the past 2 years. They also host other shows on Blog Talk. One of those was News Stalker, which addresses issues the mainstream media ignore and misrepresent. Only after a few weeks of hosting this show with fellow co-host Eric Hedrick, they were contacted by the program director for the Orion Talk Radio Network. News Stalker will be now broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday on the Orion Talk Radio Network from 9 to 11 Central Standard Time. They will be bringing the case of Don Miller with them, and with it, all of Iron County's dirty laundry. Stephanie says, pun intended. And they will be wielding the ambit of the show to cover the other wrongful convictions and judicial corruption. With 1.2 million listeners a month on the network, the guys will be in a position to bring Don's case and others like it to a much bigger audience. Congratulations, Bob Green, Steve Williams, and Eric Hedrick. Listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network by going to their website here, OrionTalkRadio.com. And I'm going to pass it over to Tammy to make her comments on this, but this is the first part of the anatomy section I want to talk about is Steve and Bob's show coming up in about an hour. They're going to be reaching a lot of listeners. All you have to do is go to OrionTalkRadio.com, and it'll start playing Steve and Bob at 7 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And then tomorrow morning, if you want to, you can, I believe, listen to the archive. And the way it's set up is whatever they talk about tonight, they're going to be reran. So somebody might show up at 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to what's going on Orion, and it might be back on News Stalker with Steve Williams, Bob Green. And it's going to be exciting because if you notice that 1.2 million listeners, now, you know, I'm going to give away a little secret about Blog Talk Radio. We don't reach a million listeners on Blog Talk Radio very easily. In fact, we generally reach, Tammy's got access now to the control board. She can look there and see what we've had for listenership over the months that I've had Contending for Truth Radio. We've had anywhere from, you know, 300, 400 people listening up to 4,000 people listening at one time. But 1.2 million listeners each month. We are about ready. The Don Miller Show, the Don Miller Case, the Ricky Madden story, the story about Connie, the story about D.A. Lipsky is about ready to reach more people in one swoop than it's ever reached before. This is going to be huge tonight, folks. And I want to encourage you, after we're done with this show, you click right on over from Blog Talk Radio to the Orion Talk Radio Network and listen to Steve and Bob that have worked themselves hard every week for this cause. And listen to the new show this evening. Judge Madden, I would encourage you to listen. In fact, I would like to give you a personal invite to listen to that show tonight. D.A. Lipsky, we know that you guys listen to the show, and you've been listening on the Underground Hard Drive. I'm sure you found a way to find it over to Contending for Truth Network. By the way, you guys, listen to Friday's show. We're going to discuss Old Testament history. We're discussing the story of Abraham right now. Judge Madden, I tell you what, there's some character lessons that we've been learning in ladies' Bible class on Fridays that I would love to get through to you. So I would encourage you guys to listen there, too. But, Judge Madden, I'd also encourage you to listen tonight to News Stalker. As Stephanie states on the front of Anatomy of a Wrongful Conviction, it's going to be a big deal, isn't it, Tammy?
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, I cannot congratulate Bob and Steve and Eric more. It is so awesome that Orion actually contacted them. I mean, that's how good these guys are. They're amazing. And the old show, between the three of you, it was amazing. And for them now to bring it to Orion, to News Stalker, and to bring Don to that audience, the audience that we're going to be able to get Don's word across, has grown by leaps and bounds in just one night. the thing that I love, too, about News Stalker, they ask the questions that the mainstream media doesn't want to ask or doesn't answer. It's an awesome show. I really advise people, take a listen to these guys. And I guess, in a way, I'm kind of a little bird leaving the nest now, because now I'm on Blog Talk, so I kind of feel like they're my papas, so to speak. Stephanie's my mama, and I'm probably older than all of you put together. But that's okay. That's okay. And as far as Stephanie, with that website, it is just amazing. It took me months to get through it. And the thing that I love about Stephanie is you send a message, and she gets back to you on it. And she's in Scotland. She's in Scotland finding out more information than any of us could.
I know. She rocks.
She does. I mean, just she's amazing, you know. And I like the little thing that she had, you know, for us, our little intro. And, yes, Scott is in California. I'm in Wisconsin. And there's a storm coming. There's a storm brewing. And it's not the snowstorm that's out there right now. It's more of a different storm. That storm's coming, and it's going to hit. And it's going to hit hard, and it's going to clean up.
That's right. And, you know, I've, over the last couple of years, compared this to a made-for-TV movie because everything's just there. One of these days, it's going to be. And what I always like to think about, Tammy, is the end of the story, when what you're talking about, when it does get all cleaned up. You know, we watch an old Gunsmoke or watch an old Western where there's the good guys and the bad guys, or watch a cop series. You know, I like McMillan and Wife and some of the old, I love Columbo and some of those shows. And at the end, the bad guy always gets it. And
right.
That's the way in this story. The bad guy's not the one that's sitting in prison right now. The bad guy's the one wearing the rope. And I'll say that until the cows come home. The bad guy's the guy wearing the rope. And we're going to get to that point. I understand we have another very special guest, somebody who's going to participate with us very closely each week on this show. Somebody else who Judge Ricky Madden has life has been affected from his ineptness, from DA Lipsky, his ineptness, the whole situation around the Susan of Waters case. Will entirely, well, it'll just make you crazy also. And this kind of is a great segue because each week at the end of the show, what we're going to discuss is the recall. And we're going to be bringing up case after case after case of why Judge Madden no longer needs to be wearing a robe in Hurley County. And I do believe we've got Susan on the line. Is that you there, Susan?
Hello?
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
You sure can.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. What pisses me off about this county is the way they don't allow anybody constitutional rights, like due process rights that were supposed to be guaranteed, like they did to Don Miller by destroying that evidence. And here we have a clown DA who's lost his license by stealing money from his clients, and he's sitting up there ruining everybody's life. And then we got a pervert for a judge who is supposed to know the Constitution but doesn't allow it for anybody that walks into that courtroom.
Right, right.
I am pissed. And our kids are affected by all this crap.
Right.
They are, Susan. And, you know, that's the key to this, is what you just said. And this is why I do Blog Talk Radio. I've got right now, I do my Blog Talk outside because I have to keep away from noises because I've got a four-year-old niece who happens to be looking out the window at me right now. And I've got a seven-year-old niece and I've got an 11-year-old niece. And I worry about three things in this world for their future. I worry about what the church is like when they are older. I worry about what the country is like when they are older. And I worry about what the judicial system is like when they're older. And I know that if we don't fight back for injustice like this, if we don't fight back, and Susan, you hit the nail on the head, he is not defending the Constitution. He is not defending the constitutional rights of the people that are standing in front of him, and that is his job.
I know, and people are going to prison because of it.
That's right. They are being unfortunately incarcerated. You were incarcerated when you should not have been incarcerated. And I'm all for putting people in jail when they need to be put in jail. If I do something wrong, throw me in jail. I'll take my time. You know, I was one of those little kids that when I was little, I'd deny everything. But when I turned into a teenager, I learned, you know, just admit it. Yesterday, I see this because this all ties all together. I teach my nieces. I teach them that when they do something wrong, you just say, "Uncle, I blew it." And my middle niece, she's hyper like her uncle, and sometimes she does things, and then after she does them, she goes, "I wish I hadn't done that." And yesterday, she did something. In fact, her sister whapped her, and she pulled her hair, and somebody went back, and she stood in front of me, and she says, "Uncle, I got mad, and I pulled her hair, and I blew it, and I'm sorry." And I had tears in my eyes, and I held her, and I hugged her, and I told her, "I'm so proud of you, Millie. Because that's what I've been trying to get you to do. It's not so much, you know, I understand. Your mother was my little sister. I understand pulling your little sister's hair. I understand that. But the important part was that you stood up, and you stood up in front of me, and you looked at me in the eyes, and you said, 'Uncle, I just blew it. I'm sorry.'" And that's what this is all about. See, we got a judge that won't just say, "I blew it. I'm sorry." We got people that are suffering because of it. Susan, you suffered because of it. Because
a lot of people have. It's not just me, you know.
That's right.
People have the right to have a defense to prove that they could be innocent. And it's not allowed up here. You know, they destroy evidence. They hang up on expert therapist witnesses at another trial and all this other stuff. And I've seen Judge Mannen do good things. But then he turns around and does stuff that puts people in prison for many years, and it's wrong. He needs to go.
Susan, do me a favor real quick and just give us a quick rundown of your case. If you go to anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com and you go to the right, there's a long list of a bunch of different names and different items. And you go all the way down and you'll find Susan Aguado. And click on her name and it'll give you the information on anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com. And I would encourage everybody to go there. But if Susan, if you'll just do us a quick rundown of exactly what happened to you in Early County and why this case is why this case is important for the picture that we're painting here of real injustice and ineptness in Hurley County.
I've been on there and I've read it, you know, and I've been on bond for 3 years. And it's like every time I'd go up to the courthouse, Marty would sit there and say, "Oh, I don't have my file. We have to postpone it." Well, that went on for 3 years to the point where I lost my kids. So, okay, I'm taking some kind of plea bargain that I don't even know what's in it, you know, and I'm being sentenced and he's adding all these read-in charges that I never agreed to. And a plea bargain is supposed to be for a lesser charge, and I ended up with felonies. It's just ridiculous. I'm sick of this county, you know.
Well, it shouldn't be that way. I've spent some time doing a little virtual look at Hurley. In fact, today I was looking at, how do you say, Tammy, that the name of that institution that I was looking at today? I can say community college, but I can't say that.
Go give it. Go give it. Go give it. We have to get you some Uperisms in here.
I guess so. Go Giblet? How in the world do you pronounce that?
Oh, dear. We're at the community college.
We're going to be looking at places. You know, I was looking at what a beautiful community college you guys have got there.
Doesn't Marty work there?
He teaches philosophy
or something?
In philosophy, can you believe it? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know, you know, Hurley, Wisconsin, there's a lot of neat things going on there. And one of the things I was impressed about today was your community college. You're in the top 10% of the best community colleges in the entire nation. And as I looked around that website and I looked at some of the activities and the buildings, of course, I noticed that they used all the pictures they used on the website. Must be. You're right in the dead middle of June and July because there's no snow on the ground. It's a beautiful campus, a beautiful facility. You guys have got dorm rooms right there on campus, which is awesome because a lot of times community colleges don't have dorm life. And, boy, I'll tell you, the one best part about going to college, if you can swing it, is dorm life. When I was a little kid and I talked about going to college, I told my mom I'm going to get an apartment first thing when I get out of high school, and she says, "No, you don't." She says, "You don't want to do that. You want to live in the dorms at least a couple of years because there's experiences there that are great." And when I saw that your little community college has got its own dorm rooms, even a lot of community colleges don't have that. It's a neat setup. You know, Hurley and the Ironwood area is not a bad place to live. It's beautiful. But we've got a bad justice system. It's the things that are going on behind. You know, we could talk about the snow that you've got on the streets right now or the spring that you're going to hit sometime in the middle of August. But it's the judicial system behind it. If it's dangerous, you know, the people that live in Michigan, you know, I got a good friend over there in Michigan, Barb Simcoe, yeah. If I were Barb, I would stay on the Michigan side. I don't think I'd come into Hurley. You know, you just don't know if you're going to get arrested there and put in jail for 42 years and you didn't do anything. It's not a safe place when the justice system. You can have a whole community that's really, really safe, but your justice system is bad. Kind of reminds me of the Dukes of Hazzard. There's some other places that we're going to be looking at. You see, because as we get towards the end of the show, and Susan and Tammy, and we'll discuss this a little bit. We got a recall coming on. What's a recall? Well, let me tell you. A recall is when somebody has got a job and they need to go. They need to go. And as I started looking into the recall of Judge Madden, one of the things that I did was look around the country at other recalls that are going on for judges. And there's not a whole lot of them. There's actually very few. There's not very many Facebook pages. But I'll tell you, when I started looking, one thing that I found was the recall Judge Madden is way out there, all over the internet already. You start doing a search, and you start finding all kinds of things about recalling Judge Madden. And we're going to recall him. There's an active movement on the ground, getting ready, putting the petitions together, putting the paperwork together, everything that needs to be done. Steve Williams and Bob Green are on top of this. Some of the people in the ground troops portion of Team Don Miller are working on this. And we're going to go forward with it. And each week towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about what's going on in the recall and why we're recalling. And to me, Tammy, Susan, that's why on a certain level, I want to see this recall happen quick. Because when I go to Hurley and I do the virtual looking at what's going on in the different businesses in Hurley and what the lifestyle is like in Hurley and different people, and I see your beautiful community college, beautiful kids, and I think of those kids, and what happens if one of those kids decides to cross somebody that Judge Madden is a friend with? And the next thing you know, that kid hasn't done anything, and he's sitting in prison for half a decade for something that he didn't do because somebody wanted to be malicious. Well, see, as I look at the Don Miller case, that's what I see. I see that the Don didn't do anything guilty. There was just some people that had some malicious intent towards him, and they used the judicial system to bully him. That's what this is a case of. And Tammy, you've got friends, and you've got people that go to the, and it'll be 3 weeks before I can say the name of the community college, but they go to GCC. They speak better Yoper than I do. Just comment. I'm going to throw it back to you because it exasperates me to see a little community in that area. I know it's right on the line of Michigan, so I say Hurley, Wisconsin a lot, and I know the college, it's over there in Ironwood, isn't it? But you guys have got such great things there to be tainted with such a huge case of ineptness and maliciousness. It's shameful.
It is. It is. You know, my daughter goes to Go-Go. Well, that's what they call it. So you can just call it Go-Go from now on. but that is the truth. You know, there is a beautiful college there, and it is a good community. And like you said, be afraid of crossing that line because, boy, once you get Iron County, you don't know what can happen. You just don't know. There's been so many cases over there that as you dig deeper and deeper into the cases, I mean, you're just sitting there shaking your head. This couldn't have happened. This couldn't have happened. This couldn't have happened. But it is happening. And that is one of the reasons why we are going to start the whole recall, because Madden needs to be stopped. Lipsky needs to be stopped. You know, the two of them are orchestrating a kangaroo court. If they like you, you're in like Flynn. If they don't like you, or if they're related to somebody, or if they're a friend with somebody that doesn't like you, your whole life gets turned around. You know, what they did to Susan is another unacceptable. They took her children away. She's still fighting to this day. To this day. And she gets no relief. No relief whatsoever. Now imagine if you're a mom and all of a sudden you're sitting in prison for charges that were previously dropped. And then they take your children away from you. That's Iron County, folks. Imagine you're a young man and you find yourself in prison. And you're wondering how this happened. Because you believed in the system. You believed as an innocent man that you would be found innocent. And you're still sitting there wondering what is happening. He wrote letters that were refused to be opened. You've got to wonder, why were they refused to be opened? Because then Iron County would have had to have addressed those letters. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And it is a nice community. It's a beautiful, the countryside is gorgeous. But Iron County's got to be cleaned up. You know, I've got grandchildren that are going to be growing up. I worry for them. I worry for my friends back home. That they could find themselves in the same situation. That's why I fight so hard. Back to you, Scott.
Boy, I have to agree, Tammy. And you again, you hit the nail on the head. Parental sovereignty is important to me. And I'm a firm believer that, and I've seen situations where children were treated horrifically. And I'm a firm believer that sometimes the county has to step in and say, we can't let these children live like this. But that's, you know, those cases are few and far between. But our justice system over the last 20, 30, 40 years has seemed to have taken a direction where taking somebody's children from them just gets easier and easier. And there's not enough protections for that because, you know, Susan, it's abominable that you've had your children taken from you under these circumstances. You know, we look at I look at the country and I look at everything in a worldview. I look at it as a part of history. To give you a great example of this, now my 11-year-old niece is looking out the same window at me with her nose pressed against the glass. And I look at Sirena at 11 years old, and we discuss, and I mean, this is going to sound like I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm not. We discuss a lot of things. I talk about a lot of life things with her, and one of the things that we talk about is the things that she has that most children in this world don't have, because she's so fortunate. You know, we look around the world and we turn on our water and at the faucet, and it comes out hot or cold. And most children of the world in history, let alone even the children that are on the world now, they don't have that. So it's a luxury that she has. And I try and get them to understand that what she's got, not everybody has. Not everybody has. And so when I look at the world, I look at it in the terms of history. And we can look back in our country. We can look back in our country, and we can see when there were times when justice was not served. We can look at times in our country when things happened that should not have happened to people. But when it happens to our children, it infuriates me. And I'm going to use that as an opportunity to give a plug for a show that starts next Tuesday on Contending for Truth Radio called Parental Sovereignty. You know, we're dealing with a situation in our country now called Common Core. And our federal government, in fact, coming down from the UN, is trying to standardize everything in our schools and take away the control from the parental level, from the school district level, and give it to the federal government, and actually it wants to give it to the UN. And it's taking away from our parental sovereignty. See, we've got the right as parents in this country to raise our children as we would like them to see fit. We have the right to raise them with the worldview that we want. The schools don't have the right to take that over. They've got the right to teach them how to read and to write and to do math and adding and subtracting and how to use commas and parentheses and question marks. But the schools don't have the right to take over our parental sovereignty. And this is one of the little issues that goes along with this Don Miller case. Because Susan's case is a case where she should not have had her children removed from her. She had her constitutional right to parental sovereignty stepped on. And it's horrific. And that in itself is reason for D.A. Lipsky to be out of there. That in itself is a reason for Judge Madden to no longer be called Madden, Judge, but be called Madden number 612869, or whatever number we want to choose to give him. And, you know, I started it when I renamed the show to the Free Don Miller Show, or Free Don Miller and Recall Judge Madden. I really, really started to turn it into an Incarcerate Judge Madden. And anybody that's listened to me on the Free Don Miller Show over the last 2 years, if we've discussed this case, knows that I'm not stopping until he's in jail. I'm not stopping until he gets what he's given, because that's our system. We live in a system of justice. We live in a system where you just can't get away with taking away people's rights, especially when you don't have a moral standard to stand on. So the recall is going to go forward. Tammy, do you have any special news of what's going on with the recall right there in the Hurley area? You're in the area, and I'm going to be the host that's out in California all the time. I'm connected, but I'm not right there. How far are we? Do we have another meeting coming up for the recall? Are we close to getting the petitions all finished? Do you know where we're at on that?
Well, that kind of gotten slowed down just a little bit. One of our real main supporters, Sally, had a medical problem, and my heart goes out to you, Sal. It really does. And we're going to be having a meeting coming up soon, and Sally is still behind the scenes doing a lot. Bless her. You know, everybody say a prayer for Sal, too. We're going to be having a meeting, and we're going to be getting together. Now, the recall needs to be done by people that actually live in Iron County to collect the signatures. And I'm pretty sure that Bob and Steve have got all the papers that we need. We did have a meeting planned, but that was postponed. That is coming up, and especially with the weather that it is, if it would just kind of cooperate with us for just a little bit so we could go door to door. We are handing out different brochures that Susan made up about the corruption, about the different cases that were appealed and they were overturned that Madden did. One of the big reasons that we wanted to get those brochures out a little bit earlier was so that would give people time to kind of look at it and realize, geez, you know, it's not just one case, it's not just two cases, it's a whole bunch of cases. So as soon as there's a meeting that's going to be set up, we'll let you guys know when it is. And we do appreciate all of your support, everybody's, you know, and everybody that has been sharing on Facebook about the recall. You know, there's people that just came into the whole Don Miller support team, and they're doing a great job of sharing and getting more and more people involved. But we need to get those people in the county involved more.
And that's a good point, Tammy. We do, and we've got a cyber office in Hurley. Nobody will find it. Judge Madden, you can look all you want. You'll never find it. We've got it based down in a basement of a building that you'll never be allowed into. But in that office, in that cyber office where we all work, we've got some new people that have come in the last couple of weeks that are really excited, that have got some great ideas, that are going to be coming on the show and calling in from time to time. This first show is our first one, and Tammy and I did a lot of good planning on it, and we still have some more, and each week we're going to get better and better. But we're going to have some of these people on that are a part of this team, and it is going to go forward. You know, and in that process of going forward, we're going to make sure that we stand forward with truth. And as we build our team, as we keep going, it just keeps growing day by day. Another thing that's kind of attached to this with Judge Ricky Madden and the recall is the activity that goes on outside of this radio show. And there's people everywhere that are spreading brochures. I got a brochure, the two brochures that Susan did. Thank you, Susan. They're beautiful. Thank you, Norm and Pat, for mailing those to me. So I can have them in my hand and look for them. They came in handy really quickly that exact day. Stephanie had a question about one of them, and I had it right in my hand. I was able to answer her question. And as we go forward doing all this, Judge Madden likes to call this Internet activity. And that brings me to my big pet peeve that I'm going to bring up each week when we talk about Judge Madden, is his trying to step on my freedom of speech. You know, we got a hard old thing there, and it's not easy to get around, and it's called the United States Constitution. And what it basically says is, I got the freedom of speech. Now, I can have that freedom of speech limited. You know, you're not going to hear me making any threats on this show. I'm not a threat kind of a person. You're not going to hear me saying, if you don't do this, I'm going to do that on this show. We don't have to do that. We got a lot of facts, you see. But we're going to push forward with a recall. We're going to push forward with the activity. We're going to push forward with the freedom of speech. We're going to push forward with the freedom of activity. And we are. I do know that we do have one little hurdle we got to get over. And now I think I've realized what's really going on. I guess, Barb, we can start blaming the snow on Judge Madden. He's the one keeping the snow on the ground in the area because I think he knows it's kind of helping to keep people inside their houses. The snow is going to thaw. And spring is going to come. And when spring comes and the flowers start growing, the activity is going to start growing. And we're going to get those petitions out there. We're going to get them signed. We're going to get the word out there. We're going to get the business cards. We're going to get the flyers out there. We're going to be getting on the phone and contacting people in Hurley, business owners, teachers, cops, sheriffs. You know, you got some great cops and some great sheriffs and some great deputies in that area. I've heard some wonderful stories from a lot of different people. The bulk, I think, are good. From what I understand, the men that deal with Don on a daily basis at the prison treat him with, for the most part, the utmost respect. And it's a big, big difference between some of what's going on in Hurley, what's going on in Iron County. And each week we're gonna go back to that free speech, because we've got the ability to do that. And we're gonna have some people that are gonna come on this show that haven't. You know, we've got Bob and Steve have been working on some people in the background that have said, no, I'm not ready to talk yet, but they're getting close. We've got some interviews that are already done. We're going to replay. We're going to read from some transcripts. Next week, I've got it on my agenda to read some of the interview that Steve did with Ricky Madden and some of the insanity that's in it. If you just read through it and listen to his train of thought, it's really kind of scary, actually. And we're going to be looking at all these things. And we're coming towards the end. I do want to get us all prepared to listen to Steve and Bob as they continue what we're discussing tonight on News Stalker Radio. They're going to continue to discuss the story of an incredibly blatant, malicious situation in Hurley, Wisconsin. Really, really bad situation. I want to thank everybody that's called here tonight, but I do want to encourage, don't stop here. Listen to Orion Talk Radio tonight, OrionTalkRadio.com, and listen to the continuing story. And we'll pass it around, and we'll do some final thoughts. Susan, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Take it away, girl. Tell us some of your thoughts. Give us your final thoughts.
Well, I think I'm going to send Liskey and Madden a copy of the Constitution, because apparently they don't know it exists.
That would be a good one.
That's all I got to say.
And you know what else we're going to do? And I'm glad you said that, Susan, and I'm not quite sure it reminded me of this, but this is something I was going to say a second ago. You know me, I get long-winded. We're working on that. There's something else really special going on behind the scenes, and that's, I understand that Ricky Madden is at the top of the running for the worst judge in America. And as soon as he wins that, there are some neat prizes that go along with it. One of the prizes is he's going to get his own music video. And Lawless America is doing this. Bill Windsor, a great patriot who went through his own case the last couple of weeks of insanity, somebody trying to make a blatant accusation. And if you go to lawlessamerica.com, you can learn all about that. The judge basically told this lady that was accusing him she was stupid and said, this is nothing to this. Go on back home, Bill Windsor. And so Bill's back at home, and he's working on the things that he does. He's putting together a movie. Bill Windsor's got such a passion against bad justice. He's going across the country to 50 states, and he's putting together a movie. And I am in firm belief that there's no better candidate for the worst judge in America than Judge Patrick J. Madden. And he's in the running for that. And at the 1st of May is the end of that, so we only got a couple of weeks left before the nominations close. I've looked at some of the competition, and as far as I'm concerned, there is no competition. So I'm really hoping that we win that. And I'll tell you what, the same time, Susan, you send him that Constitution, I'm going to be giving him a phone call. I'm going to call his office, and I'm going to congratulate him personally on winning the worst judge of America contest, if that happens. And I look forward to doing that, and that's going to be what I do. So, Tammy, I'm going to pass it back to you for any of your final thoughts.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I would like to actually give him the award and have a little filming of the award being given to him, and as he reads the Constitution and gets his little award of the worst judge, and hand him his prizes.
Give him a Boy Scout badge.
Right. Oh, boy. You know, I'm sure he's having a lot of fun, because I'm sure he's listening to us. And now he gets to listen to Orion and realize it's going to well over 1 million people. well over a million people are going to hear about you, Judge Madden. Then what are you going to say? Call me Your Honor. And the thing that really upset me about him, too, was that he actually had Pat Miller removed from the courtroom because she was crying. Her son was falsely accused, was getting railroaded. Who wouldn't cry? And he had her removed. What kind of a judge is he? You know, the more that you look into this case, the more that you read about Madden, the more Lipsky, too, he's not an innocent little angel in it. It boggles your mind. It just boggles your mind. And it's going to come to an end. It really is. There's a storm coming, and it's not a snowstorm. And it's going from the West Coast, from Scott, all the way to Scotland and back again. And they're going to get caught up in it, and the truth's going to come out.
Amen, Tammy. Amen. And there's people at some of the major newspapers in the country that are looking at this story right now. CBS 48 Hours has been looking at this story. We've got a very, very well-known judge whose team has spent 3 hours looking at this story. We've got things that are sitting, waiting to just pop. Over the last week, sent this out to some people that I know that can write an official news story. That's one of the problems we have is, you know, we started out with the Ironwood Daily reading some of their stuff and talking about them. One of the reasons I do is because they refuse to cover this story. And they could break this open loose and really get a lot of play out of this. Who would be better to open it than the local news, but they don't want to. And that's what News Stalker is all about. When you listen here in the next few minutes as Steve and Bob start their portion of Thursday's lineup, where they're going to be talking about all kinds of judicial problems across the country, as well as Don Miller to millions of people. We looked at it, and that's what this is all about. I want to thank everybody for calling. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody that's got interest in this. I really, though, want to thank Teen Dawn, because there's a group of people, not only in Hurley, not only in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Minnesota, and in Tennessee, and in Texas, Florida, and California. There's people all over the country right now that are doing different things behind the scenes. You know, I put a post on Facebook, and some of the same people always posted, some of the people that are heavily involved in the Don Miller case. And then some people turn around, and I go, oh, they've never even paid attention to Don Miller, and they're sharing my post. Over the last 2 years, I've spoke to a lot of candidates running for different offices all over the country, and every single one of them I've mentioned the Don Miller case to. That's going to continue on. We Blog Talk Radio and the Contending for Truth Network, with the help of Tammy and some other people, we're going 5 days a week. We're going to discuss this on Thursday. Every Thursday we're going to discuss this. We're going to keep on keeping on, as the song states, until we get there. We're going to keep on keeping on until Don Miller is sitting rightfully at home on the couch between his parents, where he belongs, visiting with them, and with Kim, with Dennis, with all of his family and his friends. We're going to keep on keeping on until we get there. We're not going to stop. We're going to use every effort of internet activity that you can. You know, Judge Madden, let me tell you about internet activity. One nice thing about it is, even if you could find some way to stop all of it right now, you can't get rid of it. It's already there. When you do a Google Judge Patrick J. Madden and see what comes up, it'll always be there. If I stop tomorrow, if I never said another word, it's always going to be there. We're going to keep on keeping on. This last week, I approached D-Rock, who does the song that we're going to use at the beginning and the end of our show each week. And I'm going to play that now as we close out the show. And I want you to listen to the words. I want you to listen to the words of this song. Because, you know, sometimes things don't happen right. When I played this song for my oldest niece, she just smiled. She said, Scott, that's Uncle, that's you. keep on keeping on. Even though things don't get right, you know, we jump over our hurdles and they make us stronger. And the bigger the hurdle, the more strength you get out of it. The reason why it's really important is because when we look at the judicial system, we look at Judge Madden and we look at D.A. Lipsky, we don't see a keep on keeping on kind of attitude. We see people that jump over their hurdles backwards. They run from them. And so we've got two different sides of this. We got the side, we got Don Miller. He's sitting in prison, been there for 14 years now. He's a stronger man now than he was when he left. He's been through some pretty hard times. We've got Norman Pat Miller, been through some pretty hard times. And we know, though, from the nature of man, that hard times produce stronger people. They're stronger than they were 15 years ago. You know, Kim's been through some hard times. She's stronger now than she was before. Susan Arado, man, talk about some rough times. The last few years of her life has not been right. She's stronger because she's jumping over those hurdles. She's not crying in front of them. We've got a judge that doesn't jump over his hurdles. He hides behind his hurdles. See, he's got a hurdle. All he's got to do is step into his office tomorrow and say, I do the same thing my seven-year-old did with those big eyes with tears in them and stand there and say, you know, I blew it. I really blew it. And it's time to make this right. That's all he's got to do to jump over his hurdle. D.A. Lipsky, all he's got to do to jump over his hurdle is to stand up with a tear in his eyes and say, you know, I blew it. I made a mistake. I blew it. I don't think it's going to happen. Unfortunately, that's not in the character of those men. I've made some mistakes in my life. I made some mistakes when I was in my 20s. I made some good mistakes when I was in my 30s. I made some real good mistakes when I was in my 30s. Made some mistakes in my 40s. I've done some things that I've regretted over time. But I've done some wonderful things, too. But the one thing about Scott that I can tell you is when I do make a mistake, I stand up and I say, I made a mistake. Let's fix it. Let's fix it somehow. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I try and use my mistakes to try and make sure that I don't make them again. You know, I would expect a brand new judge when he first starts to sit on the bench, as he goes through, to make some mistakes. People are human. We expect them. In fact, mistakes are important because if you don't make mistakes, you can get stronger. We would expect that. But when a judge is set on the bench as long as he has and he keeps making mistakes and he keeps making worse and worse mistakes, then that tells me that that basic premise of learning from your mistakes and making yourself a better person is not in his vocabulary. So thank you, Tammy, for joining us this first night as my co-host. I am looking forward to many weeks ahead as we continue to fight this fight for justice. Truth, justice, in the American way. When I was a little kid, I used to love watching Superman. Because Superman always looked for justice. He wanted the bad guy to get it, and he wanted the good guy to be treated right. And, you know, that was a cartoon as a kid. But the concept was very, very important. And we're going to do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, D-Rock. For the words of this song. When I thanked D-Rock, I told him thank you for the use of the song, but thank you especially for writing the words, because the words fit. Tammy's going to keep on keeping on. Scott's going to keep on keeping on. Steven's going to keep on keeping on. Bob's going to keep on keeping on. Norm and Pat, Dennis, Tim, we're all going to keep on keeping on. Sally's going to keep on keeping on. We're going to keep on keeping on until we've got Don Miller sitting at home where he's supposed to. We are going to keep on keeping on until D.A. Lipsky is no longer called D.A. Lipsky. We are going to keep on keeping on until Judge Patrick J. Madden has got a white striped suit. Or an orange. They don't use white and black stripes anymore, do they? I think they do for murder. I think murderers still wear those. Maybe it's orange that he's going to be wearing. Because a crime has been committed in Hurley. And it wasn't a crime committed by Don. It was a crime committed by Judge Patrick J. Madden. Because anytime you illegally incarcerate somebody, a crime has been committed. And there's going to be a recall. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I ask that you join us each week on Contending for Truth Radio. I would invite you to join us tomorrow morning. I will be sitting around the table with some ladies from church that I've been sitting around for, we're working on getting close to 3 or 4 years now that I've been teaching ladies Bible class. We've been going through the Old Testament and different things. Right now we're starting another walk through the Old Testament tomorrow morning at 10:30 right here live on this network. You can join us at ladies Bible class. We'll be discussing the story of Abraham. Great story. A story about a father. A father in the spiritual sense and a father in the physical sense. Father that had to make some really, really hard decisions. And then next Monday, we have a show called Politics and Religion. Don't tell me that I cannot mix. It's not a show where we talk about church. Not a story where we talk about salvation or really, we really don't talk about religion for religion. We talk about politics and how religion intersects into that. And why I believe what I believe and what our guests believe, what they believe. We got some great guests coming on. We got a lineup of guests going for quite a while, actually, on that show. And then on Tuesday, we're going to start a brand new show called Parental Sovereignty. Common Core is a huge problem in our country right now. The momentum for understanding what's happened behind the scenes is incredible. It has been snuck up on the American people deceptively because there's some things in it that are really scary. They are starting to work on collecting a database of information on our students. That's a global database that is insane. And when you find out about it, you'll be very, very unhappy. And then on Wednesday, maybe not this next week, probably the week after that, we're going to start a show called Frederick Douglass. If you look at my Facebook page, you'll see a big old picture of Frederick Douglass. You see, Frederick Douglass was a slave, and the master's wife started to teach him how to read. The master put a stop to it, and he says, a slave that reads is a worthless slave. He's no worth to me anymore. Slave that's educated is no longer of any value to me. And instead of Frederick Douglass crying in front of his hurdle and going, well, no, I can't read, what he did was he took out of that all. So in other words, if I learn how to read, I can get myself out of this. And he did. And he died a wealthy man. And his story is incredible. And the basics of what he believed is the basics for why a lot of what I do. And so that show is going to be about Frederick Douglass and some different political things. And then back to Thursday again, the Free Don Miller. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And again, as I say, keep on keeping on.
Just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout and throw your hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. Can you think that things can get much worse in a second? Oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on. Whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Always saying what you cannot do.
Liver don't kill you, makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Just one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't on. River don't kill you, makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn.